Now I'm going to unmute everybody, and let's see how chaotic they are as they request interaction with Ion. Unmute.
I'm right now. Holy shit, it's been fucking forever. It's been fucking too long, Mo. Okay, where's Ion? Bring him on. Am I unmuted right now? Am I talking to myself?
What's your name? What's your name?
I'm right now.
I'll roll on you. You're not crossing this
Ion.
Bridge. No fucking way can you cross this
crazy.
Fucking bridge.
You're going to have to mute this. Gonna be way
who is she? Who is she? Who was that screaming in?
Bobby, holy shit, this has been way too long. Okay, so I didn't know this
who
was going to happen.
Who are you?
This is
Ion.
Chad, is it?
Hey, this is Kate the Great.
Who is this?
This is my first time calling in, and I feel like one of those newbies that you guys make fun of on the archives like 3 years ago. This is my first fucking time, Kay. So, anyway.
All right, all right. We don't even know you, but you feel you know us because you've been listening.
I know you all. You guys,
Rick,
I
will mute you.
Bob,
mute you.
It's amazing grace.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yo, God.
Oh, where's Ion right now?
He's right there. He just starts speaking. You don't even know what he sounds like. You're so new.
Hey, Ion.
Hey, they rest in peace till we get there.
Dude, where do you know my life?
What's your name?
Actually, you've been with me all this time because you keep answering my fucking questions before I get to even be on the...
Yeah, I know.
But of course.
What's your name? You got a name?
Kate the Great.
Oh, are you
Kat.
Kate that I've corresponded with the last week or two?
Yeah, we did. Good memory.
Oh, this is little Katie that we were going to introduce to Sasha?
That's me.
Okay, this is a young girl who spends her time with Rich in a rich home or something in British
Oh, yeah. Okay, so this is my life.
Go ahead.
I'm like more of a slacker than Bob.
Yes, that's right. The extreme slacker.
I have a pretty slack life, and I spend my days, like, seriously, like, not 24-7, but 27, listening to the archives. And I said, first question, James Martinez, is he single?
There is no James Martinez. He got lost.
Who is he?
Yeah, he's gone. We announced that Bob Fessy was dead. That was a little extreme, but then it turned out to be quite true.
Oh,
and,
okay.
Are you infatuated with James Martinez? You would like to connect with him?
I'd love to, but if he's not real, then that means I'm not real.
Okay.
That part of me is not real? Like, what if I don't know here? What the fuck is going on?
This is what's interesting, people. We've got a young quadriphenic child, an indigo kid who's under 30, who's been zapped by everything, Dobbsian and Ion, and comes up with this distorted view that she needs to connect with James Martinez. So that's bizarre.
If Ion could create it into, like, the perfect man ever, where can I find him? Wait, I don't want to use the word where. Where...
Me, I am the perfect man. That was my opening song today. I am the perfect man, ionically. Ion, most of Ion is me.
I know, but you have Carolyn.
Yeah, where the load Bob's mom should have swallowed.
How long do you want to stay at that house you're babysitting? Ask Ion that.
Is there a time that frame that I should be there?
Is the maintenance comfortable for you?
Comfortable? Are you kidding? That's an understatement. Very.
And attributes of bliss, it shouldn't be too far to buck in and enjoy it so you don't, eh?
But is it okay? Because it's so perfect that it's too perfect because I get to listen to you all day long while staring at perfection.
You're arguing for your limitations now. Don't do that. It is what it is. Now you're wondering if you're worthy to have a life of slack. And the second you do that, you put slack in check. And when you put slack in check, then the best thing you can do is you have to sit around and listen to Reverend Stang. No good thing can come of this.
Okay, so I'm putting up with it for... in exchange for the beauty of the amazingness I get to live.
Does
that make sense, Kate?
Yeah, you better go quiet, Katie. You don't care. You're worse than... You need to calm down and figure out how to speak. That's right. Very good.
Bob, it's time to encourage you, darling, to get you some learning to learn how to talk.
So this is the thing. I'm listening to, like, archives and archives and archives and archives and archives and archives and archives.
Yeah, thank you. That's right, because this is all recorded. This is recorded live before a recorded audience sound, even tonight.
I know, and I didn't.
Think we're so clever that we can answer your question.
I mean, crazy
you
that all these answers are
answered before you get them.
Turn.
And so therefore,
all these
the
people
call
in, and all these people talk, and like,
have to go toward the answers that are coming. Well, the ones that are coming are the ones that have passed. So now when you listen to it in the future, your past catches up with the future, so it syncs. And it sounds as though you were speaking all over each other from each other either, but it's going down, y'all. We call it timber.
I understand that, I think.
Well, we're sorry.
How do all you people have such, like, huge vocabularies?
Can I just start asking my question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, just a minute, Sarah. This is a new person. This is a new version of you, Sarah. This is the way you were when you first came in. She's a little louder than you, but she's asking important questions. Yeah, she's actually wondering, how do you people have big words? Well, we worked with a medium, us older people, name is books.
That's no big words. We say onchi and hachi mamernium and utterance and idioms and bions. We say lots of fun things.
When you ain't talk good like we do, then it's...
You ain't talk right, no. That's right.
Right. That's why I didn't want to call in. Like, why do you have to be such a bitch about it? Like, that's why I didn't want to call in so much, because I didn't feel like I had vocabulary to ask the questions that you people could understand. And maybe, like,
Well, that's the point of communication. There's your primer. Hold on. You don't have any trouble now. So the question is the vocabulary. Listen to your words. The vocabulary that you choose, you were reticent, that you did not have the ability to choose the words appropriately for us folks, like you know who we are, for us folks on this position. And it's a simpler process than that. OMG, what's the BFD? It's not grammatically correct. But everybody in our listening audience knows exactly what we mean. So that's the essence of communication by definition, you filthy grammarians, you.
Then when Bob actually comes back on the show in, like, however months, then I should be ready to ask a right question.
There are no right questions. That's why he's saying you're...
There's only left questions. The only answer is the ones that are left.
Okay.
You're providing great entertainment. You're a question yourself right now. You've come in with this intensity and we're finding it quite cute.
An enigma, as it were.
Yeah, you are a question. You represent a younger person who should be going to college and doing this shit for the past. And you know the real college is us, and you're going nuts, and you're trying to figure out how to tune into it, how to be part of it. And you've got a beautiful situation where you can listen all day long, and you're all hyped up. I mean, nobody came in screaming like you did. You are the first to come in with that.
And I think she did it better than me, too, because she came in saying, here's what I'm here for. And it took me 3 or 4 times to say, Bob, I
need to
learn how to speak to people.
Yes. See, you're over 30, Sarah, whereas Kate here is under 30.
She's 12.
What does that even matter, Bob?
To me, don't speak.
It doesn't matter, but it's a bunch of words. See, that's why you don't have to be correct. I just said something. You don't want to hear too much. So,
but you have to read Cracked Magazine. Bob's been on Cracked Magazine before.
Yeah, Cracked Magazine. You know, Mad and Sick.
Yeah, you are cracked. You're cracked.
Katie, we are going to excerpt your entry, and that's going to be like a logo of the show. The way you came in was beautiful.
Bobby!
Yay! You now have an ID for the next couple of weeks. You're going to have to change. You know, we don't put up with the repeat stuff too long.
You have to obfuscate yourself.
Yeah, obfuscate and retrieve.
Obfuscate and then retrieve. Retrieval is the key.
Are you finished, Ion? You were going to say something.
We always say something, dear.
Well, I didn't know if you wanted to razz her more or give her reassurance, and I didn't.
We always do.
Okay, my first question, we'll start with tolerance. Can we start with tolerance?
Let's start with tolerance. May we start with tolerance? There's the problem with tolerance. If the answer is yes, then we're being too tolerant. If the answer is no, why'd you ask the question? The tolerance effect is what you are able to abide. So to query of that which you are able to abide seems a bit nonsensical to us, because everything is until it is not. So until as long as it is, then you can tolerate it, then you do. But the second you don't, then you can't, so you shouldn't. So to ask that tolerance level is to say, is there there a place that I am not God enough to be? If there is that place, please show me that place. And we go, ooh, do you really want us to take you to that place? That's how you got yourself in a little place to start with, isn't it? Just saying.
No, I've got it. I appreciate you saying. I do appreciate from you saying.
And we like that. That makes our little TT nice and hard. We like appreciation.
Well, you're responsible to respond to that. So that's my next place to go from then or jump to.
Go to. Uh-huh.
Okay. Response ability to tolerance.
Response. Look at response. If you have the ability to respond, response.
In a tolerant fashion.
Ooh, fuck that. Don't do it.
No?
Because now you put a limit on your response. Okay. I'm going to respond as long as I'm able to tolerate my answer. Ooh, how will you ever get anywhere? Marshall McLuhan would have blown his brains out years ago. We're not saying that's such a bad thing, but he would have blown his brains out years ago if he went by that moniker. It was never enough. It was never right. It was never good. It was never correct. It was never then. It was never up. It was never down. It was. It was only the question of the vicissitude that is. So one more time, back in the flour mill, Pappy. We're going back to the flour mill to go the is's and the arnesses. Everybody groans.
No, I'm. This is perfect place. So then, bullying, coercion.
There is none.
There is none.
There is no bullying.
That's a perception from.
There's bawling, but there's not bullying.
Oh.
There's calving, but there's not bullying. Bullying is the state of a presentation of a crack where you ask someone to take undue recourse with you. So you can never call that bullying.
So coercion is appropriately named then because it takes two to tango.
It takes three to tango.
Because
strike up the band if the only two are tangoing.
There's always the resonant third aiding the feet.
Resonant node.
Is that Zim Zum?
Well, it certainly isn't Wyndham Lewis.
And is he aware of that?
We don't know. He's still trying to figure it out. That's the problem with him. He's like some more of them goddamn tiny note knickers. They don't get it. No silence on the radio. Our kind sponsors will turn us off.
With schizophrenia, is that basically just maybe a symptom of lack of magnesium? Poor nutrition. We could call it an allergy, possibly. I'm not interested in psychological.
Well, then you're answering your own question. If you're not interested in, then you're not. Then you either you're going to ask the question or you're not. If you're going to qualify it into a window that can't be answered, then they're going to smile and say no. And you're going to go, that's not my question. Well, if you limit it to that degree or level, then that's the only choice that's choosable. So, okay, is homosexuality a lack of magnesium?
Absolutely.
Okay, it's not a choice that someone engages or what makes them happy.
No, I feel like that's absolutely someone's choice and what makes them happy.
Very good. So it's not a less than place, you would say.
Right.
So if it gets them off, then it gets them off, so it's okay. Because in an autocratic society, you're all kind of autosexuals anyway, really, really. It's just who you bump into. It depends on how tight the tequila is as the clothes fall off. But we understand that. The question now is settled regarding homosexuality. Now let's take schizophrenia. Do you know schizophrenia or schizophrenia?
I don't think so.
Then you are qualified to ask raskings regarding it from a basis point of...
I'm fascinated.
Perfect. Delicious. Now, that's good. Don't go too far because you'll get it too far out and it'll be sad. Schizophrenia is that unquenchable, desirous position to be controlled. And the fear of the not being controlled kicks in.
And the fear of not being controlled, it kicks in because of?
A choice of a reference point in the labyrinth of the mind. That's the most comfortable place. The same thing is true with a beast. You can take the biggest beast on the planet, put it in the smallest cage possible. It adores it. It adores that tiny space, that really cramped space, because it's safe. It's
right,
wonderful.
Right.
Nothing can get it because nothing else can fit in the damn cage. So the tighter the binds, the more secure the prolifia. Prolifia. Now, yes, you got a big side on that. We'll give you that. It's big, but let's go soft with it. So,
hang on. Animals like zoos.
They do them. They get fed. If they don't, it's somebody else's fault. Let's think about those that are also incarcerated, those on death row, those that get life. They love that, too, so they don't have to do anything. Every choice is made for them. They just live. They just live. It's great. They don't have to deal with anything. If there's any limitation, it's someone else's imposed limitation. So that becomes just the box, the same box. It's a choice. But then again, iron bars do not a prison make, you see.
Right.
Same type of other
time.
It's not an illness. It's not an illness. It's a quandary. It's a place you visit and can't get out of.
There's a way to get out. Most of the lower places, certainly there is.
That's your definition of schizophrenia.
Working, yeah.
Standing in the middle of the labyrinth, crux place, in hypnotic fascination, is there a reason to regret after coming out, after realizing?
It depends on how much gin is involved. Sometimes the smell of gin and regret is a very delicious thing.
Ion, why did you bring up homosexuality as an example of something that would be lack of magnesium?
Because that's another thing that some people try to fix. That's something that people see as a less than place. You came at your schizophrenia question as that those poor schizophrenics. Are they less than? Are they messed up because they don't have the proper balance of nutrition in their meat sack? And we go, as easy as you can pray the gay away.
Do I experience a different perception of reality?
Yes. Do we like that position? Yes.
I do, too.
We do. It works for us. Because otherwise you're lost in space.
Yeah.
If you do the things that they say do for you to work for you and you, you're no fun for you. Just saying. But see, unlike them, you won't balk us. You won't pull yourself into a position where it balks for us. You can flip, trip, skip, sip, lip, dip, blip, anything you want to do. Don't bother us. But we already know. You think your plausible fight to live and to thrive and to be is delicious. So be.
Would you help me?
You want it? What do you want?
I want a definition for art.
Placated doldrum.
Melancholy, yes. Edgar Allan's art, yeah.
Placated doldrum.
Okay.
You mean the person has doldrums and then it's placated through art?
Well,
yep, that is art. Not through art, that is art.
Is that why someone like Van Gogh came up with such brilliant art, because he had to placate something that was so dark?
Van Gogh got famous because he was card-carrying crazy, and no one knew what to do with him, so they had to make him genius because they didn't know what to do with him.
But he was placating that doldrum and made the most brilliant things possible in order to get out.
Well, actually, that was the syphilis.
Who was that just speaking? Is that the New Yorker? Susan?
Yeah, that's a New Yorker.
Okay. I was thinking about yesterday that we hadn't heard from you for 6 weeks or something. You got an alibi why you weren't here?
I was in California, so I would be, on cell phones and this and that for hours. So I listened on the Internet.
You're interested in Van Gogh, so this is important to you, what I am saying.
Dippy Canoe and Tyler, too.
Is Van Gogh an example of a schizophrenic?
Yeah. Actually, he was paranoid schizophrenic. He thought everybody was out to get his Goddard.
And convincing himself of that drove him into the doldrum manic, have to create for myself.
You can't have to create. You must create or die.
Oh, yeah.
So, do it or die. We like that. See, the penalty phase that you set for yourself doesn't bother us. But don't threaten us with it because we'll help you. We don't mind. It's okay. You want to feel it? You want to see what that feels like? Okay. No problem. It's good. Let's do it. Let's do this thing. Then what happens? All of a sudden, it takes the heat out of the fire. Now you, by God, better know what you ask. These days, especially, eh?
Hey, Ion, this is Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
Does the silver cord stated in Ecclesiastes 12:6 connect human creators to the cloud of glory now?
Go to the King James Version and actually read the context. That'll help you.
All right. Wherever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern. Chapter 12, verse 6. Basically, the verse just says that once the silver cord is loosed, you die, right?
There's no death, Kevin.
No death.
Does the silver cord connect us with ourselves?
You got it wrong.
Well, I just think of the silver cord as something that connects us with something.
It does. Better position is the golden bowl.
Or the water vessel, the pitcher.
It's very interesting that you've come to this right now. 2:7.
Because?
Then shall the dust return to the earth.
Then shall the dust return to the earth. Okay.
As it was.
Oh, now then. Okay. So now we got a reset going on. Okay. Or ever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern. Seems to us that the Revelator has laid out an ecclesiastical proclamation announcing the forthcoming I sell, so that those dry bones can indeed be back as they were.
Woo-hoo.
It's time.
So the I sell is anticipated in that in 12, 6, 7, or 8 or something in there, right?
Mm-hmm. Go to 5.
Also, when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fear shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be burdened, and desire shall fail, because man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets.
The separation. More and more and more of how you would separate yourself from that place that is your power.
So as you separate yourself, your silver cord gets loosed.
You don't even know what all of those words are, so don't even be all into that. You better leave that to the professionals. Bob, paging Dr. Bob, paging Dr. Bob, Dr. Bob.
I thought it was on mute.
You were, Dr. Bob. Hey, Dr. Bob.
I was. I thought I was on mute, and I wasn't.
You were, Dr. Bob.
So you want to talk to Carolyn? Is that what you're trying to get to?
No, we're not. We want to talk to Bob.
Well, I'm here, okay? Come on. Fucking shit, here. Don't waste my time.
Hit him with the silver cord.
Silver cord. I invested that company. It's a small oil catter, bunch of guys down in Lubbock, Texas.
Lubbock.
Didn't work out
too good. Lubbock.
Lubach.
Lubach is what you're trying
yeah,
to say.
Lubach. Oh, forthright Nazis. Forthright Nazis. And it didn't fare out, so I don't see the relevance of it right today.
There's not. That's all you need to know. It's not relevant. Okay, good. Move on.
Back to you, Kevin.
That's all I got for now.
That was it.
What do you mean, Kevin? He's telling you that it was the eye cell. Find out more about how the eye cell fits into that section. I'm disgusted with you, Kevin. Now, how come you haven't fucking any more to say? I mean, what the hell? What the hell are you even asking questions about? I mean, you get somewhere, and then you say, I have nothing, that's it, okay.
I was going to leave it up to the professionals, but...
No, don't be fooled by Ion. Ion always tries to play games all the time. You got to move around them. It's racquetball, whatever that's called, handball.
Also, when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fear shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden, and desire shall fail.
Yeah.
Because man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the street. The question is long home.
That would be the guff then.
No, it is not. Vanity of vanity, saith the preacher, all is vanity.
The guff is not home, Kevin.
Is eternity home?
They shall be afraid of that which is high.
Is this not home?
And fears shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden. The almond tree and the grasshopper represent something. The grasshopper shall be a burden. Is that represent... first nature in some way?
You don't even know what first nature is now, so it can't.
The golden bowl, after it's broken, that represents the showing of the eye cell.
Go to verse 11.
The words of the wise are as goads and as nails fastened by the masters of assemblies, which are given from one shepherd.
Everybody out at Dobstown ought to have perked up right there, because this has never been broached before.
Yeah, I see the point, sort of.
Then, so it's always back to the damned 11, right? So then you have to go to the Quaker quadrant, and the Quaker quadrant would then go into verse 12.
And further by these, my son, be admonished. Of making many books, there is no end. And much study is a weariness of the flesh.
Kevin, the Quaker quadrant is the cloud. So it's about the cloud here, or the fact the pictures of the eye cell are on the cloud this tomorrow, Monday.
Good.
It's predicting the momentous revealing and sighting for the line eyes people of the eye cell.
Are those from Lyon? Are they the line eyes ones? Or maybe they're the mayonnaise people. Are they the mayonnaise people?
No, that's Marseilles. Marseilles. You got the wrong kind.
Oh, marsala. Yeah, chicken marsala. That'll work.
I like bernaise myself.
A beurre blanc.
Who
it would
is
move
that?
Your world
is
a good
speaking?
Way to go.
Yes. Guys, stay focused. Don't get thrown off by Aaron. Look, he's talking about the photo revelation. Chad says the photos will be available slides on Monday. And here he's finding, he's used Kevin to evoke this pointer, and yet it's in there, and Kevin brought it up, even though Kevin didn't know that was what he was going to do.
How very replete of you.
Replete. Is the ball RNAreset.com?
No.
Is the almond tree blossoming have to do with chromosome 14?
No.
Do the grasshoppers have anything to do with the locust coming in August?
Yes. Lysine, Carolyn?
Is he saying lysine, Carolyn?
Is lysine in almonds?
What's lysine apply to, Carol?
Hey, that's a dean.
Makes
hey,
you not want to die.
Why would ion be saying lysine right now? What's it going to do with the...
Doesn't the methylated lysine show up after taking RNA drops for so long?
Show up doesn't mean back to us.
Our body creates it.
Kevin, lysine is part of the RNA drops. Lysine is heavily involved in barley, so we make lysine or expose lysine when we make the RNA drops, and then there's a trimethylation that occurs with the lysine, so we get trimethylated lysine. Methylation seems to be a less than position that a lot of people hold right now, so all of a sudden we've got a methylated product that will help them over their methylated issues.
And they rubbed it with camphorated oil.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Are there methylated issues in AIDS, Carolyn?
Oh, I don't know.
I think the drops help AIDS.
Sure they do.
Ion, you mentioned lysine right after Sarah brought up locusts when we were talking about grasshoppers.
Well, we were trying to get it before that.
Ion, grasshoppers eat barley, so they get lysine, right?
They do, but that's not the point.
I'm just trying to give you an out.
The right ventricle of the heart. It's found in the right ventricle of the heart, which is acknowledged to be the spring of life. And the pitcher is veins, which convey the blood from it to other parts.
That's why people have to get coronaries?
Arterious vein, which is transmitted to the lungs and thence to the left ventricle, where it is better elaborated and thrusted out into the great artery called aorta, and by its branches dispersed into all parts of the body.
Ion, what do you think about that?
We don't think.
What do you want to butt in about with that?
We're Jiggy. Remember I-G-G-Y?
Is the golden ball membranes of the brain?
No. Not the brain or anything to do with the brain, remember? We're anti-brain. We have an anti-brain movement. No brain.
The heart.
Matter of the heart.
Were you making a connection between lysine and the blossoming almond tree?
Yes.
Can you expand on lysine and the almond tree? Do almonds have lysine in them?
Look it up. We tell you things and then you argue with us and no. So we say, look it up. Tell us. Find out your way. Or wait till we put it in the Wikipedia and then you can find it and accuse us of reading the Wikipedia.
Ion, last night I was studying through the lampstands again and it shows there's knobs. And then there is the blossom of the almond tree, and it looks an awful lot like what would be the tree of life. And then when I looked at the RNA bottle last night, and I looked at the lamp, and it is filled with oil so that our lamps will be lit. And when you turn the bottle upside down, it looks like that lamp is actually a faucet, you know, where it's dripping down oil or water.
A cistern.
It looked like that. So when I'm doing that study, I'm thinking, and you're saying in August and the lysine, well, when you talk to Brian and everybody, the lysine was mentioned as being so important as part of the oil, I'm assuming.
Don't assume. That it's not so oily.
Last week when we spoke, you talked about for me to eat more protein. So I went in there and did a study about that. Why would that be important? You're talking about the platelets for the blood of the lamb. Well, lack of platelets is a lack of a clotting factor. And a medical thing, it showed it when you have them, if you get a cut or an irritation or something, it stops the flow. That's what it's designed to do.
It allows your blood to coagulate.
Okay, so when you eat protein, enough protein, it pulls down that factor that stops that coagulating. And that's why you were saying to eat more protein was to bring that coagulation down, correct?
Yeah. How very wonderful. That's great. We were really pleased that you were able to deduce that, because many people can't.
It matters to me that I do deduce it.
Is this Melody talking or Susan?
Kim, Bob.
Kim talking. Our Kim. Our Kim. I try to hold it in, Kim. Don't break, Kim.
I said she's gonna break. No.
Bust it wide open.
Well, not gonna do it on live radio for all eternity.
Come on, you can do it. Come on. Okay. Come on. All right.
Is the lampstand the heart?
No.
Okay, it is not the heart. Okay. Man, I spent 2 hours on this last night. I'm looking at the diagram of the temple. I'm looking at the outer Gentile, the outer porch. You walk up to the temple. You come to where their sacrifice is before the doorway, the first, where the veils are before you can go
in. Okay, you're talking about the porch. That's only on Herod's temple. That porch was added later. Herod couldn't even go into the Holy of Holies because he wasn't a Jew. What you going to do if you're not a Jew and you're the king of them?
What are you going to do if you're not a Jew and you're the king of them?
You have to build a porch and watch it, the wall.
It's okay.
Don't trip. It's okay.
I'm trying not to trip. It really is important to me to figure out what
the lampstand
is. The lampstand is a piece of gold. It's one piece. You hammer it out, and it makes the branches, and it makes the blossoms, and it makes the knobs, and then the wicks are there. Everything is made of gold. It touches that, you know, when they, not the wicks, but the implements to put the fire out and to light the candle up or the lampstand. And it sits over on the right-hand side of the temple. Directly across from that is the shewbread, which is 12 pieces of bread that are laid in 12 rows. And then you walk in after those two pieces, then you have the Holy of Holies, the veil, the one that no one's supposed to go through except the high priest. The high priest is wearing our genetic, the DNA and those stones in his breastplate. You know, the 12 stones, you told us, represent the 12 tribes, the DNA. And so he's the only one that's allowed access into that Holy of Holies. So my assumption is, obviously, until we are at that point, we have no access into that point also.
That is correct.
So once we get in there, there is the mercy seat, the ark, with the mercy seat on top of it. Two angels are sitting there with their wings touching. Well, I keep listening for something. I went back to October 2012 with Chad and Bob. It's on the 11th of October. I believe it's the 7th hour. He and Bob are talking about the artwork that's done on the label and how it was supposed to be done so specifically. And you look at that label, and Chad or Bob has said on either side of you didn't call it an altar. But there's angel wings, and which I had not noticed, and they're on the outside. So I couldn't fathom exactly what I was seeing, so I turned it over to look at it, and there they were. I could see them very easily. But I also see in there a crown. It looks like a crown. It looks to me like the terrible crystal that's above that crown, and it looks to me like that leaf floor is you and you being drawn back to you. So there's three. That's what it looks to me, because I'm not familiar with a fear, or whatever that word is.
Fleur-de-lis.
Fleur-de-lis.
Yeah.
When you look at the bottle straight on without turning it over, initially my first thought was I looked at that and I said, that looks like the mercy seat. And then the two angel wings covering it. And then when you turn it over, you've got this thicket. And then you've got the letter U. And then you have the... I don't know. It looks to me like it could be a porch step instead of the mercy seat. The crown, the terrible crystal, and then bringing it back to, you know, our not coronation, but brought back to our set between you and you. I mean, coming back to our eternal home. Is any of this right, or am I just yakking away?
Darling, you're hitting it right on point. You don't even know why you looked. We sent you on a mission. This is going to be a night you won't remember.
Oh, thank you. I have waited a long time.
Hey, Bob.
I have.
Bob, put on We're Going Down.
I think we should stay with Kim's questions and find out what she meant first. Don't distract us with another fucking song. What did you say, Kim? What did you discover?
I discovered that when we started to take the RNA drops, and the image that is on the bottle, and the one that has been told to us, and the one that people can't get past when they look at it, and they think they see a demon face all the time,
right.
And stop
yeah.
so many people from being able to pick up this bottle and take what's in it, because they see an image of something that they obviously don't want to associate with, and not ever beginning to look past that image into what's around it. And I will not say what I heard, but that was what I heard in October 2012 on those recordings that are no longer there, and that's between you and I, and you know that, but that this had to do with breaking a kingdom that had been stronger than any ever known. And this is what this symbol was. And when you turn it over, in my opinion, it says, this is us. We've come back, and that kingdom has been turned upside down. And we are the ones that are now here, coming back into our place of power and ascending. And that kingdom is no longer. It's been turned upside down, and it's no longer here.
And Ian agreed with that.
No, I didn't agree with that part. I didn't ask him that.
No, he did.
She did what?
We agreed.
Ion, you had mentioned that there was a connection between lysine and the blossoming almond tree. Is that because the almonds have an amino acid or something that activates the eye cell inside us?
No.
Do we have to eat locusts like John the Baptist? Or is that...
Oh, no, they're vulgar.
I'm wondering
if it's disgusting. No, if someone eats them and poops them, then you can eat them. But if it's
Okay, it's not that the locust can eat something and poop it, and then we can eat the locust poop. I'm just...
No, if someone eats the locust...
I know, I'm not.
Thank you. Of course, that's what we're here for, honey.
Ion, when I look up lysine, it says it's a basic amino acid that is a constituent of most proteins. And then when I look at the origin of the word, it's based on lysis, L-Y-S-I-S. A definition for lysis is the gradual decline of disease symptoms. Or in biology, it's the disintegration of a cell by rupture of the cell wall or membrane.
Yes.
Is Ecclesiastes, these verses we're talking about here, is it prophesying diseases that may come in the near future that the...
They're already here,
and the eye cell's handling it.
It is. It is. And here are the words. It's going down. We're yelling to him, you better move. You better dance.
Move your body.
That's a night you won't remember. It'll be one you won't forget.
Timberland actually going to produce a beat for the next part of this?
It's going down.
So when the silver cord is loosed, when the golden bowl is broken, when the pitcher is broken at the fountain.
The bigger they are, the harder they fall. These big, itty boys and big, itty dogs. Face down, booty up. That's the way we like to what?
Yeah, big scholars, you know.
They're going down.
Big experts that go to conferences. They're going down.
So then the dust returns to the earth. The dust. Is that the ice
No, where'd you get that idea? The dust.
Going down. I'm yelling timber. You better move. You better dance.
going down. I'm yelling timber, you better move, you better dance. Let's make a night, you won't remember. I'll be the one, you won't forget.
Swing your partner round and round, end of the night is going down. One more shot, another round, end of the night is going down. Swing your partner round and round, end of the night is going down. One more shot, another round, end of the night is going
it's
down.
Going down. I'm yelling timber, you better move, you better dance. Let's make the night, you won't remember.
Club jumping like LeBron now. Bowl it, order me another round. Homie, we about to clown. Why? Cause it's about to go down.
Swing your partner round and round. End of the night is going down. One more shot, another round. End of the night is going down. Swing your partner round and round. End of the night is going down. One more shot, another round. End of the night is going
down. It's going down. I'm yelling timber. You better move.
Did everybody move?
You should.
Mark, did you count?
Carla says, Ion, is the wave hitting the wall, the pericardium wall of the heart?
It can, but no.
There's many means to the wave hitting the wall, right? We actually presented the many meanings a few months ago.
Yeah, here at the wall. Get Jenny Bell.
Hi, Ion.
Okay. Hey, sugar love, Philly's child chillin's about the timbers, the cedars of Lebanon. It's pretty interesting because they done got us to the temple and they're trying to get us somewhere. We got to go old school, darling. Catch us up.
Testament books?
It's the rewrite version of the timbers because that's what got them to the Holy of Holies, and now they're trying to figure out the silver cord, and the silver cord comes to the golden bowl, and the golden bowl goes where they can't go. They don't know how to apply the talent. The talent is over the bigger saddle. The saddle that they're trying to achieve can't become before they're so naive. They must come to that place of knowing they can't get there because they're not knowing. They got to go because they got to know. They don't know that they got to go. They know they got to go if they arrive, but they don't know when they left, but they don't know how to start. So, extend the helping hand, honey.
You want to talk about 1 Kings 5:18? Okay, how about if we do that?
Well, Jenny, what is the original mistaken meaning of the significance of the Cedars of Lebanon?
Well, they're just for the construction of the temple. I mean, that's not really a mistaken meaning.
Okay.
They are for the construction of the temple.
Right,
and
so this is about the construction of the temple in ourselves through the drops, the living water. This is what's going on, the new timber. The timber.
Cedar.
The cedars of Lebanon and Turkish cedar, conifer tree and evergreen.
They were cedar timber.
They died.
they died,
but were they related to the cedar timbers? They were close.
Ion.
The lampstands are not lysine.
No,
the lampstands are not. No, they're not lysine.
So we fool Ion. Yeah. We start saying they are not this, they're not that, and Ion will correct us.
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
I think they're full of peanut butter, though.
Almond butter.
So you want to read 1 Kings 5:18, Ion?
You do it. Our version.
And Solomon's builders and Hiram's builders did hew them, and the stone's quarers. So they prepared timber and stones to build the house. And it came to pass in the 480th year, after the children of Israel were come out of the land of Egypt, in the fourth year of Solomon's reign over Israel, in the ninth month Zif, which is Z-I-F, which is the second month, that he began to build the house of the Lord.
Ginny, you're talking about our former distributor.
The house of the Lord or the...
They started to build it, and then the timber fell.
Oh, y'all talking about MH17 again, are you? It fell, too.
Okay. And the house which King Solomon built for the Lord, the length thereof was 80 cubits, and the breadth thereof 20 cubits, and the height thereof 30 cubits.
Those are specific dimensions, remember?
Yeah, I was looking at those dimensions. I remember that one time we got so into it about the Ark of the Covenant on the rewrite, and everybody got so irritated because we were counting cubits. But yes, I do remember those dimensions.
And that we were going to sacrifice Bob. If we could have gotten the Uber gods to come and sit at court, we would have eaten him that night, wouldn't we?
I had gotten on flight MH17.
Yeah, and flew that bitch to the ground, didn't you, Bob?
That was the Ark of the Covenant night, though. But that was the night that we realized, just for everybody on the call, that the Ark of the Covenant was an actual height and breadth and depth and width, like we talked about dimension last week. It was an actual range of frequencies or triangulated positions or algorithms or any of those different kinds of things you want to throw in that box that all were where the power was. So it was a pretty significant discovery to kind of measure it out and figure out what way it would flow and how big it was and all the rest of that.
So, Ginny, we have to look at this. He's talking about the takeoff we're going to do right now. You know, with the iCell image, that will cause a bump of interest in consumption and purchases and further build the temple. So when we talk about building a new civilization, it's not only an external outer kingdom housing, it's also your inner kingdom, which we're doing with the 144,000 double helix strands, mutations, or transformations. So we're talking about the IND movement there, Ginny.
When did you decide to build a new civilization, Bob?
Not a point in time.
I don't take a second. Well, about August 2009, when he told me that we were going to replace Christendom.
And then the rest of the story is, Bob, tell us what Christendom is.
It's, Wayne Gretzky, Sidney Crosby, Nathan Milt, whatever the new guy is.
Turning Paxson.
Yeah, turn in tax and like that. They're the Christianity. That's where it's coming.
Dr. Dean, excuse us all. Stated Dr. Dean.
Yes, Carol, we got a new caller here. Vinaya in Love 22. It's quite a nice name.
Oh, Vinaya.
Yeah. Vinaya in Love. Do you like to identify yourself, Vinaya?
This is a Skype call from China.
Oh, is this our main guy in China?
This is the only dupe in China calling you now.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, very important. Okay. Hope you hold on the line. We have to talk to Dr. Dean for some reason, but we'll come to you as soon as we finish here.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Dr. Dean, we'd like to have a little conversation. They've been very elicit speaking about labels, about products or things. And we haven't quite gotten to the RNA reset hour yet for the Fireside Chat, but we'd like to clear up a few things first, just to be clear. The details and the parameters that were laid out on your labels were very, very specific and determined. First of all, I guess we better be clear. Are those indeed your labels, dear?
Yes, they are.
Okay. So please describe in as much detail as you can stand exactly what went into the details of creating those imageries that is in your product as right now.
We had someone draw the images to represent the Corinthian columns. An artist did them, and that was many, many years ago. That became what JW and Ion thought would be the best image to put on the label.
Yummy, that was good. Tell us more. There's a whole bunch of crap in there. Tell us about all that crap.
There's a golden lampstand, and that took a lot of refining to get the right color, the perfect color. We had to go through a lot of samples to get the perfect one that Ion would accept. Those are the main things, the Corinthian column and the lamp, golden lamp. That now the lamp is the image that comes up on our letterheads and on the website and on all our invoices and shipping reports to people when their product is being shipped.
So it was significant then.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't just scare them, see how it feels, feely placey thing. It was very predicated.
Right. So
where
are you going with this labeling business, Ion?
No, we were just very much rejoicing in the delicious intricacies that are now obvious to everyone. We never said anything about what some people complained about, this devil business going on in the Acanthus leaf Corinthian column. But yet you turn it upside down, and then the angels from the realm of glory are surrounding it all along. Pretty intriguing. But then the devil is an angel, too, so there are inherited moments. So there you go.
We're not going to placate the people who don't like our label and change the label just to placate their
own. Oh, no. Let them come again. Come on. Yeah, no. Don't worry. Just step away. You'll be all right.
Okay, good.
Just so everybody knows, ain't changing nothing.
Dr. Dean is distracting us. Where are we getting with this topic?
Nowhere. The same
place we're interrupting other people. Other people have questions.
20 minutes of discussion about the details that are prolific to your sponsor's position has been laid out, and it's just being clarified and clear.
Well, it's got clarified. But what did we learn, Carol?
That the label was created, and it included all these position that other people are finding, and it's not just there looking around noticing crazy stuff in the label that it's actually meant that way.
He's saying the devil was meant to be seen in there.
No, the Corinthian column was meant to be seen.
No, his words, he says, it was not. People are seeing stuff, and he says that's the way
they see what they see.
Well, what's his point? What is Ion trying to get at?
I wonder.
Yeah, Karen doesn't even get it, Ion. You didn't communicate.
It's what Kim described. It's what Kim described. She said she turned it upside down, and you saw the crown, the fleur-de-lis, the angel wings, the mercy seat.
Well, we know. Yeah, we see that. Why are we talking about it? Is it got something to do with Ecclesiastes 12:6, 12:5?
The gold, silver cord and the golden bowl, yes.
Those images on the bottle relate to the silver cord and the gold bowl?
Ecclesiastes, yes.
Yeah, those images. So what? Now, Carolyn, I'm bring Carolyn. Well, how do they connect? How's the silver cord? Which one's the silver cord? The,
I don't know that.
Well, that's what's happening. It takes Bob to get us to where we're.
Yeah, Bob, you go for it.
You find out what the hell the question
Jump
is.
Jump in there, Bob.
Well, I'm not allowed to ask questions, but I'm allowed to clarify the question. Like, if somebody asks, what is the silver cord? Is it the Corinthian column? Is it Aladdin's lamp?
Is the silver cord part of the Corinthian column?
It's the intertwining wick in the lamp.
The wick in the lamp, the little spiraling.
The silver cord will hold the flame. The silver cord will hold the flame.
Okay, you got this, Susanna?
Yeah.
You look at the cosmic awareness symbol. Symbol four is self-awareness expanding. It's a triangle with a little smoke coming out of it. The Aladdin's lamp has some smoke coming out of it, Carol? I don't think so.
Yes, it does.
Oh, it does?
Or flame. It has a flame. It has a flame coming out of it.
Okay, that's perfect. That's the silver cord. So what is the golden bowl? That means the other thing is, what's the other thing? The Corinthian column is the golden bowl.
Or the golden lamp is the golden bowl.
The lamp would be the golden bowl. If the silver cord is the wick, is the golden bowl the lamp?
Of course.
Yay! So Ecclesiastes is just enraptured by this image for 3,000 years and waited. Couldn't wait for the fucking golden lamp image to show up.
Then we hid it in the stone. Then we hid it in the Dead Sea Scrolls. Then we hid it in the scribes. Then we hid it in the works of Thoth. Over and over and over and over and over to bring you back.
You hid now we have to determine what? You hid. You mean you hid the golden bowl?
Disinformation.
Disinformation. Because this arrival, this huge breakthrough of I-cell materials is so significant. It stretches thousands of spans.
Let's make a night you won't remember. We'll be the one you won't forget.
Yeah, you're quoting.
It's going down.
So, tell us about...
Hey, listen,
the
Susanna, don't say tell us. Ask.
Please tell us about the porch.
That's an order. He's not taking orders.
If you could, can
make it a question.
You talked about porches before. You just mentioned before about
porches.
Oh,
have mercy. Don't hurt yourself. We're talking about Herod's porch. We're talking about in the temple. If you bear it just hard enough, honey, we out of mercy and grace will grab you from the sea of derision. Derision is a terrible place, especially with Bobdom. He'll come and gobble you up, and he is a dark soul, so, you know, you have to watch that. But anyhow, he did not qualify to go into the temple, not to mention to go behind the veil. Jenny Bell's very well versed at this and can lay it out to the T. That's why we just adore us some Jenny Bell. Now, the point is that he wasn't allowed. He wasn't Jewish. He certainly couldn't go into the temple, yet he was king of the Jews. So his temple, which is the Wailing Wall, which is what's standing now, is the base of his observation deck, where he could see over the wall into the temple and look into the Holy of Holies, but he couldn't go. That's the porch. That's where little men who were king, here we go, that's where little men who were king and were not allowed into their power built a porch to look into the Holy of Holies to come back into your place of power. And once again, you've laid it out perfectly, perfectly, AL2SO4. Come on, Jenny Bill, you got the rest of it. Then you come along and you get exactly what it feels like to be the king without any power. And we'll say that one more time. You get to feel like what it's like to be the king without any power. That sucks to be the king without any power, isn't it? You build a temple, build it to the sky, it all falls down. That's Yo Gotti. You can get some Yo Gotti up then. You build it to the sky, and it all falls down.
What is the
cold blood?
Blah, blah, blah. What is the blah, 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 the blah, blah, blah?
No, that's Mr. Boulay.
Is there going to be a bridge? Is there a bridge? Does the eye still have to do with the bridge? to get from the porch to the temple?
No. No. You become a Jew and you won't have to sit on the porch.
Oh, okay.
It was in ancient Samaritan Hebrewoids.
Yeah, what's the relevance? We had more relevance control here.
None.
Now, you see, you guys are letting Ian go all over the place.
So the showbread is actually not on the porch or is on the porch?
If you get on the porch, you can't get in. Is that what he's saying?
Okay, where's the showbread?
Screw that shit. This is fucking ridiculous. Let's bring in China. Okay.
On the right side.
We're going to bring in China.
The loaves are laid.
Hey, can you answer me? Is the porch where you can't get to the drops or the showbread? Because it's the Prince Herod's porch. Is that what he's saying? That's as far as he gets?
King Herod.
Yeah. Is that as far as he gets?
The keys to the showbread but can't get into the house?
The king cannot get the showbread. You got that?
Yes.
He's not Jewish. But try to clarify, did Ian just say that the porch represents where Prince Herod can go? As far as he can go? Did you say that, Ian? We're going to make a new rule here. If you don't clarify the topic, we'll move on to another topic. Now we got China here. You don't want your name said, China?
No, you can say it, Bob.
This is Brian. Now, Brian has done important stuff for us over there in Beijing. Now, we have a business friend, Brian, who just lost a lot of money doing business in China. Totally ripped off, and the person took the money and then disappeared, right? And you warned us to look
at the conditions here.
Yeah, and you warned us to be very careful if we were going to open up in China. Now, do you have something you would like to relate that issue to Ion? You want to ask or talk to Ion about it?
Ion, what is the market for the Chinese and the drops? How do they perceive a product like this in their non-physical?
It is their yearning for the direction. It's life-changing.
From what I see here, there's not much contact with non-physical. The Chinese contact
is
a different.
Yes, there is. You just got too much chi in your hot.
How would RNA drops be presented to the Chinese in a way that they could rock, that they could relate to?
Underground.
Ion, can you clarify underground?
That would be samizdat, like in Russia, samizdat. The Chinese like the underground products. Samizdat, you know, in Russia.
The underground scene, the blue jeans, right, I get it, the underground stuff.
Yeah, because they don't trust the overground.
This is better than drugs. This is better than selling drugs. This actually helps with the pollution factor here and the health and all that.
It will be illegal. It will be illegal. Don't worry. We'll see to it.
While we have Brian here, I am. Brian was one of the first to talk about the spiritual effects of the RNA drops. He's a pretty good parallel worlder, apparently, maybe due to excessive ayahuasca a few years ago here in Hawaii. Would you elaborate or clarify what he thinks he's experiencing with the drops? He thinks he's going to parallel worlds. Is that the case?
Well, Bob, this morning here, I was in your house and walking around in your house and having a conversation with you in parallel world.
Now, Ion, do you agree with Brian's scenario there? Is he interpreting it in his experience, in some world that I'm connected to?
This is a little bit weird, but it's not too far weird. It's no weirder than the other Brian, the real Brian, anyway. But he did.
You mean Brian Johnson from Rewrite?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Okay. He did parallel worlds, but when he got to another world, he then projected to connect to you.
You're saying he slipped into the astral projection, astral body level.
No, wait, slow down. He did go to another world, and he did engage you, but the way he engaged you from the other world was from a projection. Do you remember back in the day with the face of Bo on the big wall of the staircase?
Yeah.
Before all that filthy lucre was drug into your beautiful home?
Right.
It was just that nice, clean wall, that was all that was there? The face of Bo, that's the same way.
the face of Bo was there. What's that got to do with Brian seeing
that's
me?
That's how he came to the house.
Well, what is it?
From
what,
another world.
Through dimensions, through what you call it, projections, he's not giving us a
He went
context.
To another world, and then he projected to your house. He didn't come to your house. Another
like
world.
The, he did not come to my. You just said he did not come to my house.
Right.
Sorry, a lot of smoke and mirrors.
He projected to my house like the image of the face of Bo.
From another world. He did
right.
From another world. His words are right, but they're not precise. So it's.
So what's it mean if he projects into my home? Then that's why I won't see him.
You may have. There's a lot of things in your home you can't see right now.
Why does he project into my home? Why doesn't he parallel world here?
Oh, ask him. He's right there. He could.
Yeah, I am. Is there? I'm concerned.
Why do you do
why
that?
Is
why do you do that?
With
just
the,
a minute there. Let
the,
Brian
keep running into the Bob Dobbs the conundrum here. He keeps showing up in my parallel world. And I'm not looking for him, but there he is. So is this an error on my part, or is there a way to be more precise in actual parallel worlding? What is this? This Bob keeps showing up in my dream work, parallel worlding work.
Make an appointment with help at Dr. Carolyn Dean. She's the only one that has the vaccination to help with debobbing you.
Yeah, okay, so she's got the solution, but can you describe a little bit more about the symptoms or the syndrome? Why would that need correcting? Why would that require correcting Dr. Dean? What's wrong with him bumping into me? Shouldn't that be worthwhile? Ion?
You were addressing Dr. Dean.
You were addressing Dr. Dean?
Yes.
Well, it's done. She's heard the point. But the thing is, the step before that, what is the problem, the issue, the joy of bumping into me?
Well, he's actually contacted, reaching out now for deliverance, Bob.
Yeah, why, Brian? Why are you making a problem out of this?
Because
I'm just trying to get clarification if this is actual parallel worlding or this is the backdoor approach, like something out of Carlos Castaneda, like Ion just mentioned, a sideways, but not an actual parallel worlding. It doesn't really matter to me. What I'm more concerned about is getting these drops into the Chinese people.
You should be more concerned Chinese. About yourself. Ion will say you'd be more concerned about yourself than the Chinese.
Do you buy inside commercial airplanes?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard the safety speech at the beginning of most flights?
Yes, he's heard.
I've
everybody's heard
the
it.
Safety speech. Yeah.
If there is a lack of oxygen in the cabin or a sudden drop in pressure, they suggest that you put your mouthpiece, your oxygen mask, on first. Before helping another. Do you know the reason why?
This is so you don't pass out in midair and then you can't help anybody.
If you don't help you, you can't even fuck the Chinese.
How is it fucking Chinese, Brian? Is it different?
It's different. There's different expectations involved with the interaction.
You mean obligations before and after?
Yeah, this usually revolves around buying property or investing, and marriage is a big deal here for people committing to long term. They're looking to marry anything, and the requirements for marriage here are usually house, car, several 6 or 7 figures, yuan in the bank.
Security to be feel secure.
That's right.
Go to Bangkok, it's a little different conversation.
Why is he doing the projection, the face of Bob, face of Bo projections, Ion? Is there a reason?
He's unmitigatingly diseased with you, Bob, and we will have to sort of get him the vaccine so it can...
Well, a lot of people are. A lot of people are, Ion.
We know. It's systemic.
Hey,
the CDC has blown up over it. We know.
Hey, Bob.
Yes, Sarah.
But, Ion, too, just... have you read Song of Solomon?
I would never
Song
read that
God?
Crap. That's not composed by Zappa. I only do Zappa.
But it talks about... I just really hope that this is how you think about Carolyn. I'm distracting myself because, frankly, this is boring. He asked, is this what I'm doing? And then, this is ridiculous.
So, are you quoting the lyrics?
Subject.
You're rapidly decomposing, Sarah. You start off something, and then you went somewhere else. I mean, you must be embarrassed, right? You don't need to do that. Stick on topic. Wait, what did I say to Carolyn? What is it about Carolyn?
I said, read Solomon, Song of Songs. Ion, you know that?
He knows it. Don't be silly.
Do
he wrote it.
Do it, Ion. Tell Bob what it says, and then, Bob, you tell me honestly, is this how you think about Carolyn?
Well, he doesn't know what you mean. He might know, but you can say what you mean. Are you singling out some of the lyrics?
Yeah, it's like, how beautiful are thy feet with shoes, O prince's daughter. The joints of your thighs are like jewels, the work of the hands of a cunning
Good
worker.
Point. I didn't know Solomon was describing Carol. That's pretty good.
Right,
yeah,
no, it sounds exactly how you'll be, right, when you, and I, oh, that's sweet.
Another part of the Bible about me? Come on, give me something new.
Okay, I think it's awesome, because you guys just claimed a 50th.
Yeah, we just claimed we claimed it was the 50th anniversary. Yeah,
finally, you'll admit to 50 years of it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that's great. So seriously, this is nice.
Could you help Brian clarify about his issue of being obsessed or something? You just declared yourself a Bob disciple.
It's an obsessive compulsive delusion from the truth, and you look to Bob to deliver absolution by you confessing the truth, and then you go outside of Bob's house and project into Bob's house because you can't have Bob's absolution without your limitations and blah, 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 and Joe 17. Greater one-niner.
Yeah, alert, MH-17,
right.
Sarah's crashing.
Mr. Man.
Oh, well, so, Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 17, the beams of our house are cedar, and our rafters are fir.
Ooh, there's the Ginny land again.
And 14, my beloved is unto me as a cluster of camphor. In the vineyards of Egypt Day.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, who's saying this? Who's saying, I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valleys?
I am black but comely, O you daughters of Jerusalem.
Who's saying that? Is Solomon saying that?
As the curtains of Solomon. We said it, honey.
Yourself back and forth?
Didn't you hear us? First Kings 4:32.
Does that mean 4:32?
Chapter 4, verse 32.
Shouldn't it go to Joel?
You don't have to go there. You don't have to do all. You don't have to do nothing. Just bubble, sword, and trouble.
Okay, that's it, Sarah. Back to Brian.
No,
Brian,
no,
try to find out.
That's never going to be it.
What's never going to be it?
See,
okay,
Bob will have the watchmen, and they'll go around my city, and they'll find me, and they'll smote me, and they'll wound me, and the keepers of the walls will take away the veil from me, and then I'll be invisible, because only with the veil can you see me, because I haven't gotten the right acrylic to go on the ethers of me.
Oh, my God, she's figured it out, Bob. Finally, somebody gets it.
We're going to mute her. She knows too much. Mute her. Back to Brian.
So, Ion, how can I help myself then? I'll forget about helping the Chinese at smokescreen.
Nah, fuck the Chinese. They'll figure it out or not. Tell them, get happy or get out. It's not your job or responsibility. You could waste your otherwise unfertile, useless existence. Run around trying to save something. You can't even save yourself. How are you going to save something else? Get happy or get out. That's real
simple. We know that. That's just rigmarole dogma.
Oh,
Brian, ask about the projection.
Physical.
Get into the details. Don't worry about being helped. Get into the details of this experience you're having.
Ion, are there factors about my projecting I'm not considering here?
Yes, where you are when you project.
Where physically in the world?
We can't tell where in the world is Carmen Sandiego. But no, if you don't know that, then there's bigger issues. Okay, it's more problematic than that. So let's soften it one more time and come back to the place of if you know where you are, you have a better chance of arriving at where you'd like to go. But if you're not sure and you start off on a journey, you do not know when you get there because you don't know where you come from. It's the basis of triangulation, the epicenter that is the days of your life, like the sands of the hourglass.
To know where you are first before going anywhere else or attempting.
No, they didn't say that. We just said you can't gauge where you are unless you know where you've been.
How does this relate to previous...
Brown cows.
You began the question, how? Don't use that. You'll get the brown cow answer.
There.
So are there factors I'm not, you know, blah, blah, blah. On the
but
new
you
point
can do other things. Develop it. Make a point. Go with it.
Can you elaborate on other factors that I may not be considering in the
parallel world? Yes, we certainly can. Do you have a query you'd like us to clean up for you? You heard us say a few little words, and you've embraced those few little words, and you've made that a thing. It's not like that at all. You should be mastering the thing that you're already doing. So you're asking questions in order to get information to be better at what you're doing. You don't know what you're doing, but yet you're doing it. We say good, that's an autonomic response. That's a key to the symbols. Before they opened all the portals, there used to be symbols. Number one has all the symbols, and he ain't budging. Don't you worry. Try him. He ain't budging. But those symbols are not even necessary anymore because all the portals are open. You'll have to ask our statistician, Bob. Bob, tell us exactly the day that all the portals open.
It started out to be April 15th, then it became April 22nd, 2010. So Ian was saying in that week that we opened the dupes. We opened the dupes on April 22nd, and that was, Ian sometimes says April 22nd, but his first post, Ian's first post on dupes on the 22nd, 23rd, 2010 was all the portals were open. I think Ian had said it started on the 15th of April, 2010. That's according to our books here.
Ian, I've heard you say, recommend to study Bob before, and now you're saying forget Bob and do something else.
No, we're not.
Is that accurate?
No, we didn't. We're saying that you apparently either don't have enough Bob or you have way too much Bob in your system. You simply need a booster for your immune system to kick back in so that your T cell count can balance, because he is quite the dark soul. Once you get too much of it, it becomes quite systemic. We think all of Bob is delicious. You should, he was a spider and you should take him in. That's wonderful. However, you should know of the antitoxin and the poisons in which he gives. Media.
His media ecology could be poisonous in too large a doses.
In your world.
In my world. Yeah. How might I mitigate the effects of too much Bob?
Ah, mitigation. We like mitigation. And we even give you an ass pass on the how. See, so it was pretty good. It's getting better. You're actually arriving somewhere. Balance it. You need to get what Bob is saying. You hear Bob's words, but you don't get Bob. You embrace what Bob says, but you don't have a clue what the fuck he's talking about. And you know how we can prove that? Because many times Bob doesn't either. So, that being said, you should get details. You should get it clear. You should understand what it is that you're spouting at us to gaze. If you are going to parallel worlds, great. Congratulations. And yes, you are. If you're asking us and you don't know, you don't know why you're telling us if you're doing that and you don't know. But if you are and you're telling us, which you are, we'll confirm it if that's the way you're asking the question. Okay. But then to say that you are now parallel worlding into Bob's house, we say, well, no way. No. If you are parallel worlding, which you are, you already sort of made that statement, and you are going to Bob's house, you are doing that from an astral projection. You are projecting yourself to Bob's house. That's a connection. You want Bob. You want all of Bob, but you don't have Bob. You'd like to take Bob as a spider and take him in, but you can't. You didn't. You haven't. So therefore, the toxicity level is extreme. It's like a moth to a flame. Embrace the work of Bob. Get the words down. Embrace them completely. Quiz him. Hold him to the same standard that he holds you to. It's an impossible position. If you hold Bob to the same standard that he expects out of you, it'll all fail. So, try that out and see. News at 11.
Hold Bob to the same standard that he holds myself.
Yeah, I hold all the Inets and Dupes to here, Saturday night. Improving the precision of articulation.
Well, this was a step up to the plate for me to get around the chip body here in China and connect here. It's been a lot of finagling to get through Skype and arrange schedules and blah, blah, blah. And
great. Very good effort. You did it.
Is.
Can you stay on longer?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, good. Good. So, Brian, what happened when you were in ayahuasca? How did that open you to parallel world? Ask Ion if there's a way he could explain what happened to you that you don't know about.
Ion, can you describe the negative factors of ayahuasca use? I have some background story to that. Was the RNA drops cured some of the weirdness after imbibing or working with ayahuasca for some time? My experience was I felt like I was not really in my body much longer and was having weird astral body type experiences throughout the day, very odd dreams most of the time. So, Ion, can you comment on the negative experiences of ayahuasca use?
There were no negative aspects. If it got you out of you, it was a bargain. But the nausea and the you want to rip your stomach upside down or tear your head off because it doesn't seem to be attached and it's dangling by a thread, those kind of things. Or you take the sickle and the dark soul Bob is in his sickle and he thrusts in his sickle and he reaps and then he starts turning your blood vessels inside out one at a time, sort of spinning out the whole plasma. All those kind of things are fun. I mean, however exhilarating, they're very fun. Then what happens is you go past that. So there is no problem with it. It got you out of you. So that's maybe a purging. Dr. Dean likes those cleanses. He just adores those. We don't see much benefit of it, but he likes them. So that makes it important to talk about right there. So if it got you out of you, it's worth it. But there's no other downfall otherwise.
If there's no negative, so we wouldn't use that term, what is happening to the body chemistry of those who use ayahuasca a lot? Would you say, Ian, nothing negative is happening? Do it all you want.
Oh, no, it takes a little bit of you. Every time you get out of you without coming into your place of power, it makes less of you. It's the same thing with alcohol, even tobaccos or other things. Those things are outside.
So Brian got out of himself. That was useful. But if he keeps using it, that would not be useful.
Depends on the goal.
He doesn't want to do it anymore. Would you suggest a reason he could want to do it or what benefits he did if he did it again?
The same reason that he chose to do it in the first place is something he hadn't engaged.
The RNA drops are better than ayahuasca.